signed to the record label called Tooth and Nail Records, who is a record label that actually specifically they sign Christian bands. Well, they don't have to be like Christian rock music. They are just mostly just bands that have members that are Christian in it, and it's a kind of niche midpoint. And yeah, that's basically what Tooth and Nail Records is. And the Undecided was signed to them, and they formed in 1994 with the members Matt Fast, Steve Dweck, John Paul Peters, and Mike Keller. They released a demo CD in 1996 called Orange Album, and they had a slight tour before becoming inactive, unfortunately. They came back in 1987, which is when they got their record deal, and this is General Delivery, but first it's classic pop punk. It's Blink-182 with Boring. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Buy Local. I hope you guys had a great time. I know I did, as I usually do. Let's talk again next week. Okay, thanks.
Try to wait for me to help you. It's too late for any of my advice. No trust. All I got is lies. Boring. Alright. Misplaced your values. Forgot the importance of being right. Don't sit there and act humble. Story a thousand times. No trust. All my God is lies. Boring. All right.
This week's episode of Buy Local. Art and design for Buy Local is provided by Mia Danieluk. Intro and outro music is credited to Last Alliance. If you want to get your song on the show, provide suggestions, or just say hi, you can email me at buylocalumfm@gmail.com. My name is Ashley Patnod, signing off.
Hey, this is Rami Mays. You're listening to CJUM 101.5 in my hometown, Winnipeg.
Hey everyone, it's me, the Album Authority, and I hate to break it to you guys, but these are not live episodes of Album Authorities. This is previously aired episodes. Like all great movements, I need my time to go back, to refresh, to regroup so that we can build this movement stronger. They asked me which episodes do I want. I said I didn't care because all I make is classics, all I make is hits. So enjoy these previous episodes of Album Authority, and I will come back to you guys in September with more fresh, revolutionary, world-changing radio. Hello and welcome to Album Authority. I am your host, the Album Authority, and I am once again committing a great personal sacrifice. More hours of my life are being dedicated to cultivating this movement, this groundswell of popular support. And recently, it started to take even longer to write for the show. So normally, it takes me like 2 hours to write for the show, but lately it's been taking 3. I don't know why that's the case now. Realistically, it's probably just because my attention span is just cooked. I don't know why it'd get much worse. Like maybe over the summer because I was not like working as hard probably. I just watched like way too many reels, so I probably just fried my brain with reels. And to a degree, that's true, because right now my brain is fried with reels. I've been repeating like the same couple sentences of this one really good one that I can't explain, and to be explained, it would be like very embarrassing. But I wonder, like, how long can this continue? How long can this trend go on? How long can I make this show take to write? Can I make this take 10 hours? You know, I really love modern life and everything alongside it. And you know what I love especially? I love reels, man. And I could say that I'm joking, but I'm kind of not, you know? Like, I know that these algorithms are designed to capture us like wasps in a sticky trap, but I have agency. I can choose not to watch reels, but I like reels. So as much as I hate modern life, you know, one could say it's rubbish for those who know, but I can moderate it. You know, I can operate within it in a way where I try to live like it's the 2000s. You know, I don't have to like my environment, but I can work with it. And I'm, you know, I'm never one to exaggerate the importance of individual action. You know, I don't really think boycotts do much most of the time, and I don't think we as individuals can do much. But if you want to improve your individual life, you can opt out. Like, you can get rid of Twitter. You can stop watching reels. You can stop hitting your geek bar. You can do all of those. You can stop doing them. But the truth is, I, like most of you guys, and we all have to admit this, we like it. You know, I'm listening to music on Spotify. I listen to reels. I love Red Bull. I have a White Monster with me right now. I'm not really a big fan of geek bars. Well, I kind of am, but I have to avoid it, because I'm aware of the evils of geek bars. But what I'm saying is, some of us, and really by that I especially mean myself, we have to accept that we really are products of our time. And even those of us who like tried a way to act against modernity, you know, like try to opt out, even then, you know, we're acting with modernity, okay? Like, in a really crudely, and I hate that I'm bringing up dialectics again, but it's just been in my head. You know, we are part of it, because to act against it, you know, is inherently part of it. And I've talked about this before. Specifically, I've talked about how, and this is kind of a segue, it's not as great as I think it is. It was when I first wrote it. But I've talked about how I feel goth is a form, goth music and goth art is a form of anti-modern, anti-mass society music. And I still think that. In fact, I recently somehow just clicked, it just clicked that recently the fact that the name Bauhaus is, yes, a form of modern architecture. I knew that before. But the significance of that name and of Bauhaus as music and as goth being an anti-modern movement, it finally clicked, okay? Because Bauhaus is a signature form of modernism in architecture. And, you know, it's a reaction towards the conservatism of society before the 1920s. And for and it's a specifically designed for a mass society, for a mass production world. So in the name Bauhaus, you know, there is a harmony in its name and its meaning with the style and movement rejecting the movement that Bauhaus, the architecture movement, helped create. See, all I'm saying is everything is crudely dialectical in the most non-materialist proper use of historical materialism. And why this matters is I think today's album is a really interesting modern indie rock record with a tinge of post-funk flair. It's not goth, and I'm not saying it is, but what I'm trying to say is that this album, especially thematically and musically, is really about operating in a modern world and bringing in your own personal touches and your own influences. Today's album is an Irish band, New Dad. And when by Irish, I mean Irish, like Southern Irish, the Republicans, not Northern Irish. And this is their newest album. It came out 19 days ago. Oh, wait, is that actually 19 days? Yeah, it is actually 19 days ago. Yeah, okay, I made sure to correct that. I'm really interested in this album and band because I think they really encapsulate the best of this movement of modern indie rock, this almost jangly but kind of murkier sound with usually female vocals and a lot of, not usually but often, and a lot of like shoegaze inspiration. The first two EPs are good. I don't think they really stand out from the other music of this type, but it's really with their 2024 album, Madra, that the band really finds their sound and really takes this modern indie rock with a shoegaze-like distortion into something greater, combining good lyrics and some post-punk elements. And I think this album, Alter, is their 2025 album, I never said its name, is their best album yet. I think it's more cohesive than Madra. It's better sequenced, and it really sticks to a sound and a theme in a lot better of a way to really go through it, and it really explores that feeling. And the songs all follow, all together, form an arc and a theme. And this feeling, and this album is about leaving home, about the band leaving Galway to move to somewhere unfamiliar, London, and the complicated feelings of that and having to find your own thing within it in an environment that is foreign and not really one that you quite enjoy. And like this is where the segue is. I'm really pulling it all together here. And I just did a pull motion with my arms. This album is about operating within environment that you're not a big fan of. My environment that I'm not a big fan of? Modern life. But you find what you enjoy in it. You know, they find the energy of the city, they find the movement, I find the reels of modern life, and I find the geek bars. That's not a great analogy, I'm not a geek bar guy, but I do love Spotify, I do love reels, and I do love FIFA 24 Football Manager, and those are all things that in a non-modern world, I wouldn't be able to do, so you have to really accept that. I didn't really realize that until I read the lyrics and how well they stick to a theme. But anyways, here's the first song on the album, starting with Other Side. And here we go.
Just
That was Other Side Heavyweight Pretty and Puzzle off of the 2025 album Alter by New Dad. So normally I'd go on a long rant, probably having very little to do with the album, but today I am joined with my friend Josh, an expert in this field and this band. And you're probably wondering, why is Josh an expert? Well, because I have finally gotten, and you won't believe this, a real living, breathing Englishman, and really a resident expert on goth and post-punk music, which brings me to my question, my first question, Mr. Josh. Why New Dad? Because while there is like some post-punk DNA in them, it's much more of like an indie band. So for you, I'm wondering, why does this band appeal to you when most of your music, knowing you, is mostly like goth?
Yeah, I'm not sure, because there is like, in my music, most of it that I listen to is this gothic post-punk stuff. But then there's a lot of like indie bands, like really modern recent stuff that I like listening to. But this band in particular, I think it's because when I first started listening to them, I was listening to their EPs, like Waves and Banshee. I think they just really captured that feel of like the pandemic, of like not being able to do stuff, being trapped in your room kind of thing. And
so did you find the band during their EPs? Like what year do you remember finding them?
I think it was 2023, so yeah.
Okay.
Before they started the run up to Madra.
How much do you think that finding a band that's smaller or before they've released an album and kind of having it be like your thing has like changed your view on them? Because a lot of our music and joy of it, I find, is very personal. It's like the stories of discovery and growing with it. How much do you think like that has changed and impacted your view on New Dad as a band?
It is kind of crazy to see who were, to me at first, they were just this small Galway band that like had rented a house in London or whatever, then suddenly seeing that they'd gone from their first two vinyls, I believe they were self-released.
Or, the EPs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Or not signed to a major label, but now they're signed to like the same label as like Ed Sheeran, Pet Shop Boys.
Really?
I forget who else is on.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the Warner Group, I think. It's big artists on that. So that's
crazy because they're not even a big band right now. Like, I guess
not
they're getting
really,
there.
No.
But so yeah. Having been with the band for so long, like, what do you think of Alter as an album, and how do you really compare it with Madra, their last album, and their other stuff?
Okay, so to me, Madra is still my favorite work, even after I've listened and I've enjoyed the Alter album a lot. Just because I feel like, Madra, that was all about like relationships and things. Alter, it's more about like moving out.
Yeah.
Because they traveled from Ireland to London to try and get big.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of experiences from that, which I feel I can't really identify as much with.
Yeah, I think this album has a much more, like I said earlier, but a much more cohesive theme and cohesive structure, probably just because of the fact that a lot of the songs are so about them moving as opposed to more like relationship stuff that you can really read into more.
Yeah. Definitely, like a lot of these songs really feel like it's their personal experience went into making that.
And how do you think that album being so structured and so tightly knit is like approaches how you listen to it? Because I find it's much easier to take an album like that and kind of tune it out. You know what I mean? Like I sort of just don't hear it. I don't hear the standouts as much. I just kind of hear it as one big like board of sound. So how do you think that changes how you, like, is this album taking longer to get into for you than Madra or something?
I don't think so. I think like for me the highlights are still like really big highlights. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Other Side and Heavyweight, what a great opening, and like, oh, we're on Everything I Wanted, this is an amazing track, I love this one. So I still like, there's still like highlights there, but I feel like that's just like a highlight musically. Like
musically, not thematically, songs
are all amazing, I think. But like, I don't.
You don't see yourself in them as much.
Feel the lyrics.
Did you? So for Madra, did you really feel? Because I know I didn't talk about Madra, but I didn't really like. I never really felt much for the lyrics of that album either. Did that really stick to you more?
Yeah, probably. And like the self-titled track in that, Madra, is beautiful. It's like just a piece of poetry, basically.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like annoying how it's not a more popular song off of that album.
I'm trying to remember that song. I have no memory of it at all.
How does it go?
Is it like the last song on the album?
The last song. That makes sense.
I don't have
this is an awful singing voice.
I don't have the ability to see it on the web version of Spotify, the streams. I hate that. It's not their most. It's not even in their top five or their top ten.
The Madra track.
Yeah, it's not.
I believe is the least, like on Spotify, the least streamed track of that album.
That's kind of crazy to me for a
for an album
track. I feel like a final track of an album, I've always felt that like the last tracks of an album are really important to the whole thing. So not having that as like a popular song is kind of crazy. I guess a lot of people don't listen to albums, but as unfortunate.
Yeah, I guess.
How do you, like, what context do you... like listen to music, because I find that's really important, because I really like I have a really bad tendency to tune out what I listen to, because I listen to music while I'm writing or while I'm working or doing anything else. Like, I don't know, what, how do you listen to music? Because I know some people who, the freaks out there that just don't listen to music and should be probably locked up, the people like me who always listen to it but are kind of distracted, and then people who like fully listen.
Well, I don't listen to it as much as you, but I'm not, like, always fully listening. Like,
yeah.
I like to, whenever I'm doing, like, anything recreational, let's say.
What about, like, for a new album? Like, for Altered, what context do you think you remember listening to it in? Because I listen to it at work.
I remember the singles. I was, like, not doing anything else. Just, like... enjoying the singles on their own. My very first listen, this is kind of, I'm in the New Dad fan Discord, and in that they like did a early showing of it before the official
release, I think you mentioned that.
That was my like first listen.
Well,
I was like half between that and I was also trying to solve some problems for my uni course on the side.
Did you see them live after the album? It would have been after, right?
Yes.
And did that change?
I went to one of the in-store shows.
How do you think that changed how you think about and listen to the album?
Well, it was like a different set of instruments.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah, like everything I wanted, I think it was. The lead guitar was acoustic on that one, and that was beautiful live. I don't think I'm ever gonna hear that again, which is a shame.
Yeah. Because I usually find that live music, hearing an album live gives it a song live really gives it a more palpable energy, especially with drums, because I feel like you can just hear drums so much better seeing it live. Did it like change like how you listen to the album, or not really?
But yeah. Unfortunately, in that case, there weren't any actual drums there. I think it must have
really?
Been.
Do they have a drum machine?
Yeah. No, Well, no, they do have a drummer in the trio.
Yeah.
But he wasn't feeling up.
He wasn't in
tour. I don't think he's back on tour yet.
He just didn't like Leeds. So... Which, honestly, I don't know who does.
I don't blame him.
How many people live in Leeds? Isn't it like 800K?
It's a pretty big city.
Is it a Winnipeg-sized city? That's crazy. That's the marker
of
big city.
It's more than 500,000. That's all I can say, really.
Leeds population. That's the marker of a big city. Is it Winnipeg-sized? Yeah, it's as many people as Winnipeg. That's scary.
Yeah, but that's not really a comparison, because Manitoba is just nothing
just Winnipeg.
Less than Winnipeg.
Yeah, that is how it works. And now I have to ask. You've been a long-time listener of Album Authority. You know all the English music I played. You're also my friend. So you know all of my music. how popular is my taste in English music in England? Are people still listening to the Stone Roses who are under 40? Or is this like dad music? Because I remember one of our other friends who is English said that I listened to dad music.
Okay, so my colleague literally this Sunday went to see a tribute band of the Stone Roses, and he is only 18.
Okay, so, that's good. That means it's coming back. Your people are finally learning the best things you guys have ever done.
There are a lot of young people listening to like Manchester.
Yeah, I know Oasis is obviously still big.
Oh yeah, definitely them. But like all sorts of these like 90s classics.
That's awesome. What do your parents listen to?
They listen to like all sorts of 80s stuff.
Okay.
Like a lot of new wave.
Like Duran guys
from the 80s. Yeah.
That makes sense. Because it's always so sad because my dad grew up in the 90s and he wasn't big into music. And always sometimes I'm just so annoyed. I'm like, you could have been there, Dad. You could have went to these things. And he's like, I don't know, man.
Flown to England to see.
Well, yeah, I don't know about in England. I don't think he would have been there for the Hacienda in Manchester. That would have been a bit of an ask for my dad from rural Manitoba. I don't know, because I feel like somebody said that Blur was dad music now, and that kind of like was scary because that's not dad music here, obviously. That's like cool dad music.
Do you know that there was the Blur? I think it was a Blur drummer tried running for MP.
Yeah, he tried to be a liberal MP. Yeah. I think that was what was his name?
I don't think he got the seat.
No, Dave Rowntree. I think he ran as a. Funny. That's a great name. That's a very British name. Dave Rowntree. Yeah, he ran as a unsuccessful in the. He ran as a candidate in 2010 as well.
I did not know that.
Oh, I just hovered over the 2010 thing on Wikipedia and I got a David Cameron jump scare. That's very frightening. Okay, so before I go, this is a show of complaining. Do you have a gripe in life that you have to share? Maybe it can be about Album Authority, but it could just be in life, something that annoyed you today. What is your big gripe that is just pissing you off lately?
Getting sick.
Yeah, because you're sick right now.
Yeah, I was throwing up like earlier today.
It was that bad?
Yeah.
Damn.
I think I feel slightly better now. We'll see how I feel tomorrow.
Is this day one of the illness?
Yeah, probably. I was coughing a little bit last night.
Because for me,
really hitting.
I get like smacked on day one, and then on day two, I'm back. Like I remember we played Dune together one day where I was like shivering. And, like, in so much pain and, like, was falling asleep in the middle of a game. So, yeah, okay. That's it's also the weekend. So, you just lost your whole weekend.
Yeah, why does it have to happen over the weekend? This is the second time this has happened in 2 weeks as well.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's just that time of year. It's annoying.
At least if you knew small children, they would, like, when I lived at home with my little siblings, they would be, like, biological weapons, and I would get sick like every month or so because I would just have some kid like cough in my face.
Ooh.
Some kid, it's my little siblings. Okay, well that's a good gripe. I don't think I have anything today, to be honest with you. I'm trying to think about what negative has happened to me today. I don't think anything. I think I'm actually having a killer day, to be honest with you. But this is not the day of the episode. I'm sure that on the episode this airs next week, I'm going to like...
Album Authority exposed. It's not live.
Yeah. Well, I think I made it clear. I think sometimes I say live or recorded or not, but... Okay. Well, that was Josh with a lot of things to share. Not all of them relevant, but, you know, that's the show here. So thank you to our resident Englishman, our expert, even though New Dad is not English. Actually, it's kind of disrespectful for me to even call them even close to English. Actually, in fact, I thought until like last week that they were English. or I thought they were Scottish.
I think you said they were Scottish. Dude.
Yeah, I thought they were Scottish. I was thinking of Theo Bleak.
No.
But anyways, we're going to start back with the album with Josh's favorite song on the album. Isn't that right? Entertainer? Is that your favorite? I thought you said so.
Everything I wanted.
Ooh, okay. Album Authority exposed. Bad friend.
Whoa.
Okay, here is Entertainer, regardless of whether it's his favorite or not.
Thank you.
That was Entertainer, Everything I Wanted, Mr. Cold Embrace, and Something's Broken, all off of the 2025 album Alter by New Dad. All great songs, and I think I understand what Josh means by the acoustic version of Everything I Wanted being probably his favorite moment on the album, but isn't actually on the album. I mean, of the song, I mean. Because I really like one of my favorite moments on the album, just as a moment, not really song-wise, but is the acoustic moment and feeling of Mr. Cold Embrace. I feel like it really slows the album down, and I really like that moment. It feels very, very nice. So I imagine a proper acoustic version of the other song, Everything I Wanted, would be really good and would have made it much more impactful because of its uniqueness. Because this album really follows this theme really well, and it finishes perfectly with these last songs, tying together everything really well thematically. You know, a nice thematic bow of, I guess, well, not really a bow of themes, but, you know, her life. And, or at least the band's life, whoever the lyric writer is, which is the main singer. So, you know, ties her life together really well. You know, she comes to terms with their move to London, accepts this change in her life, accepting that she's entered a new stage with lyrics like, I know it's hard in this city, let's play pretend, will you do that with me, close my eyes, keep me distracted, hold my hand so I can stand it. This album comes to an acceptance with the writer and singer, Julie Dawson, saying, and I wrote this before I even looked at this, by the way, so I'm not just copying what she says, but she said, this song touches on the key theme of Alter, missing home, feeling misplaced, and unhappy where you are, but this song feels like acceptance. In this song, I ask for those around me to stick with me, hold my hand through the hard parts, to make the most of what we've got. To even when it's hard, try to enjoy this journey we're on, because I know it won't be like this forever. It's acceptance that, yes, something's broken, but let's find beauty in the rubble. I do believe if we work hard and stick together, we will make it, and it won't always be so tough. And then she's going to say a bit more, but, you know. I don't have much to resonate with personally when it comes to the moving element of this album, because while I have moved from home, I've not really felt homesick because I only moved within Winnipeg, so it's not a big change. But I really like the conflict of this feeling of being ready to move forward, but not at the same time, with the lyrics on the song Vertigo in the pre-chorus of, in my mind I'm stepping forward, but my body's stepping back. For one breath, I feel that I could. I hold tight and I let it pass. I really like that feeling of being caught between these times and moments, because, you know, I really relate to that feeling. I'm in this period right now where I'm an adult, yes, I'm actually an adult now, 21, I think you are actually an adult, and I've really grown past my childhood and the mental illness issues that I've had to deal with, so, and I've really grown into knowing what I want to do with my career, you know, what I want to study in history, but I'm not there yet, and so I'm in this period of an uneasy balance where I'm ready to move on, but I'm also, in some ways, I really miss the past as well. So this album is personally really helpful because it's a feeling that relates to me for feeling between times. And I think it's going to be really helpful because I'm going to move away from Winnipeg. And I think it's going to be very hard. And I know I'm going to miss... I know right now that I'm going to miss the days I'm living right now. So I try to really enjoy them and really be fully present. And yeah, that's it. So anyways, enough about me and my life. Here is today's Canadian Song of the Week by Ontario Electric artist Caribou, who at the time of this record was called Manitoba. Here is their song Jack Nuggeted off of the 2003 album Up in Flames. Again.